Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host, and today we're going to be talking about dance, specifically about dance at UAA Department of Theater and Dance and their show that opens tonight called New Dances 2015. And my guests today to talk about the show are Brian Jeffrey, who is the director and also assistant professor of dance in the department. Welcome, Brian.
Hey, Steve.
Also, we have Melissa Jabe, who is an adjunct professor at the university, and she's also a choreographer with the show and also a lighting designer with the show. So welcome, Melissa.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Great to have you guys both here. Let's talk a bit about just new dances and kind of the history about it and what it is. Brian, I'm going to toss that to you since you're the director. Give us an overall view of what this is, how did it come to be, and what can we expect to see when we go to the show?
Sure. I've been on faculty at UAA for about 14 years now, and when I joined the Department of Theater and Dance, we didn't have a dance minor. We just had a theater major. So one of my goals was to try to grow more dance here in Alaska and Anchorage in particular. So about 2 years after I'd been on faculty, we got our dance minor. So along with that came class offerings in dance composition or choreography, theory and improvisation, repertory and ensemble. So all of these more advanced level classes aside from just technique for dancers. And so now I've got more dance students, I've got more choreographers, I've got more students that I'm mentoring here in the community. And I needed a place for them to do more activities and opportunities. So this is our 11th year of new dances. So I started this idea, this showcase, this production as a vehicle to give a lot more opportunities for the many, many talented students that we have at UAA. So 11 years of it just keeps getting bigger and better every year. Typically, we bring in an internationally recognized guest choreographer to set work on some of our students. I always invite adjunct faculty members or full-time faculty members to choreograph on our students. Many of the figureheads of other dance companies here in town have offered choreography on new dances. And then one of the things that I'm most excited about is, again, our very talented dance program students who have actually taken the courses that give them some skills like composition and choreography. I'm consistently offering them opportunities to start spreading their wings as new creative artists. So on this program this year, there are 9 separate dances, all of different genres and styles and ideas. Several of them are choreographed by our emerging student choreographers, some faculty choreographers, and we also have a guest artist.
Who is your guest artist?
One of the department's all-time favorite guest artists, Catherine Kramer. She has been a perennial favorite up here in Alaska for, gosh, I don't know. I think she's been coming up here for 15, maybe even 20 years. I know we've had her as a guest artist doing several week or sometimes month-long residencies in not just the theater, in the dance program, but also in the theater department for probably a dozen different times. Catherine Kramer was also an adjunct faculty member with us for several years. And her specialty is in tap and jazz dance, more specifically music-based, rhythm-based jazz dance. So she's done 2 wonderful pieces for us once again. One is featuring a group of, we call them the Tap Gals. They're a very devoted group of tap dancers that have traveled out of state many times to work with Catherine at separate workshops in the lower 48. She's created an absolutely adorable piece on them. It's called Simple Pleasures. It's just delightful. It makes you want to smile, all based in specifically the tap genre. And then on a little clarification, in addition to New Dances, which is this our large spring production, some of the featured performers in that production are UAA Dance Ensemble, which Dance Ensemble is like our pre-professional company. So they interact with us the most. They rehearse with me or a guest artist 3 times a week. They take classes more than anybody else in the department. So they're kind of the most devoted students, and they reap the benefits from that the most as well. So Catherine Kramer, our guest artist, then has also set a second piece on UAA Dance Ensemble, and it's called Bubbles, and it's delightful and it's effervescent. One of the things that she's working with and responding to inside of the genre style of that piece, we call it body percussion, and probably the most easily recognizable or that our listeners may have some reference to that style. If anybody has ever seen or heard of the company Stomp, I know that they were up here a few years ago, the Anchorage Concert Association, I believe, presented them. So the style of body percussion where they're slapping and clapping and literally stomping, Catherine's working with that style. It's not specifically indicative just to that production or show, but it crosses a lot of other earlier dance styles. Another guest artist that we had in for the past 2 years, Nicholas Young, he was a member of the Broadway company of Stomp and toured a lot with them internationally. And he and Catherine are longtime good friends. So Catherine's working with that style or genre of this body percussion, and it's exciting and it's really delightful as well.
Sounds exciting. We're talking to Brian Jeffrey and also Melissa Jabe, who are with New Dances opening tonight at UAA in the Jerry Harper Theater. Melissa, you're a choreographer with the show as well as lighting designer. So I'm going to ask you, I guess, 2 questions at one time. One, what is your piece about? And then I'd like to get some insight into how you, as a choreographer, bring lighting design, how you bring those together to create the world of your piece or perhaps other pieces that you are working with.
Sure. Well, this year I have a piece, we're labeling it Genuine Personality. And it's just a fun look at who we are both outside when people are looking at us and also who we are inside when no one really sees us, and just kind of letting that come out in our dance. In regards to the lighting design question, it's honestly, it's at the core, now that I've been taught how to do it, it's at the core of my choreography. So when I am choreographing, I see how I'm going to light it. And that plays a giant role into how the overall piece is going to be seen by the audience. So when a lot of people come and see my dance before I've put light to it, it can be a little bit confusing or almost overwhelming, but I know that I'm going to focus so much of the dance with light that a lot of clarity is going to come about because of the light design. And I love doing it. Now that I've learned how to do it, I can't choreograph without actually envisioning the light design first.
Well, this brings up a question that I've always wondered about, and there's no answer to this question, but it's a point of discussion, is that where does the dance begin? Do you have music that says something to you, or do you have an idea? Do you have a gesture? Do you have lighting? Where does the idea of the dance piece come that eventually manifests itself on the stage as the piece we see? Either one of you can jump in.
I think it's really different for every choreographer. For me, it's usually music, but for this one, it was more an idea. I had a really diverse cast, and I was just kind of like, I wonder who each of this person really is, because sometimes they're really shy, but then you see them with their friends, and they're so different. And so I just wanted to explore, an idea, which is actually not how I usually go about choreographing. But so this year I did it about an idea. Usually it comes about through music that I hear, and then I just see the dance, and then I just put it on the dancers.
I think all of your ideas and suggestions are certainly points of departure. As dancers and choreographers, we as artists are just like any other artist, whether that be a director, an author, a painter. One of our jobs is to, hold up the mirror and reflect society around us or the things and topics that we're interested in, what inspires us. I teach dance composition, so the craft of choreography, and there's not a wrong place to begin. It's where does the muse inspire you and lead you? So sometimes, again, it is music as our point of departure. Sometimes it is a specific content or idea. Oftentimes how we feel affected inside of our age or our generation and the world around us. inside of this concert, all of those jumping off points are evident in some way. I think in what I was talking about, Catherine Kramer's piece "Bubbles," it is, you know, it's that simple. It's effervescent. It's fun. It's delightful. It's bubbly in its physicality, in the music, in the action. There's a student piece on the program by Raisin Engstrom, and I think she's working much more with content, with ideas that specifically reflect her generation, some of their concerns. Sometimes it's complacency. It's really fascinating mm-hmm. and interesting. So she's working with idea content in a very different way than somebody else might be.
I noticed last year in your show, there's some student choreographers, and it's really interesting to see their works because it really is very, very personal to things they really want to say. I know all choreographers mm-hmm. have something they want to say, but the students seem to have something that's just, they're allowed to get out on the stage with their other dancers, and it's just wonderful work. Mm-hmm. You're finding that this year, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, as well.
Always. You know, the production, I don't know how, but it somehow gets a little bit bigger and a little bit better every year. That's not to say that previous shows, you know, weren't successful. But this year we have 9 separate dances. I haven't done an official head count, but I think I'm right at about 50 student performers. And then when I start adding in our lighting designers, our technicians, the crew in every capacity, I start to get a little overwhelmed because it is closer to 65, 70 people involved. And we are in the smaller Harper Theater at UAA. So since the actual stage space is smaller than main stage, which we often perform on, you will never see all of those 50 performers on stage at one time. They simply can't fit. But I think diversity is one of the hallmarks and keys of new dances. So again, there's students that have very urgent ideas that are important to them, and then sometimes the content is simply enjoyable to watch as a dance without having to feel like we're engaging in certain social political issues of the day. It's all across the board.
So there's not one theme you're looking at for the concert. It's just bringing in all these different voices into the stage and letting them have their say.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Diversity is the key for this program. I mean, it's an often quoted adage, you know, if you don't like the weather, you know, wait a moment, it's going to change. That's very much the incentive for new dances. Again, every style, every genre. Melissa has a really large cast. There's mm-hmm. 20 people in her piece. And, you know, we go from there, and there's another work that's a solo by a student choreographer. Mm-hmm. So it's all across the board. So it's exciting and constantly sort of changing with different dynamics.
Sounds fascinating. I want to take this moment to thank my guests today, Brian Jeffrey and Melissa Jabe, both with new dances opening tonight in the Jerry Harper Theater on the campus of UAA. Fascinating discussion about dance today. Thanks for being on the show.
Always a pleasure, Steve.
And to find out more information about this show or other shows playing in the area, visit alaskapublic.org, go to Stage Talk, and look at the community calendar. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.